Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show. It is Monday, November 30th, 2020, last day of the month. Tomorrow's the 1st of December, and we are well and truly into the Christmas holidays around here. In fact, it is snowing outside here at Santa Claus, Indiana, and it was a little heavier earlier today, but they're saying it's going to last into the evening, and so we'll see what kind of snow we have when we get up tomorrow morning. And a little bit later than I was expecting, but it definitely is here now. And, you know, we have to drive carefully and all the rest of it. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. And as usual, I'm going to talk about news until we run out of news. Then we will open up the phone lines, probably in hour number two, for you to call in with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And as usual, Mike is in our control room, taking care of business, keeping us out of trouble, and making sure all the little needles are going to the right spot on the little dial there. So let's get right on into it. As I mentioned last Friday, every day that goes by, more and more information surfaces about just how crooked this last election was here. And according to this article I'm looking at out of Tethesta.com, there's a new analysis out showing that Biden was winning nearly impossible margins on the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. So Donald Trump was absolutely right. Those mail-in ballots were a big part of the fraud here. And by the way, one of the articles we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com are 20 things that indicate that something smells about this last election here. Now, up in Pennsylvania, another whistleblower has come forward. This is a poll watcher who has come forward to say that they saw USB cards, the same USB cards, run through the voting machines more than 20 times to run up votes for Joe Biden. And of course, they confirmed the story about how 47 USB cards went missing. And so, again, I mean, this has gone beyond whether you want Biden or Trump as president. This is now in the realm of, do we, the people, have a voice in the running of our country? And if we don't, it's time to ask some very serious questions. Over at CraigBrettMedium.com, he has an article talking about what's going on in Pennsylvania. Now, over the weekend, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against a lawsuit by President Trump that alleged his observers were blocked from observing the ballot count. All five Democrat justices decided against him, while the two Republican justices dissented from the majority. Well, as it turns out, looking at those Democratic judges, you start to see a pattern, because three of those Democrat justices were elected in 2015 in a campaign that set a national record for spending in a Supreme Court race. Now, these judges, Kevin Doherty, David Wecht, and Christine Donahue, raised $3.98 million, $2.88 million, and $1.95 million, respectively. The closest Republican candidate had only $984,000, so somebody was pouring tons of money in there to make the court Democrat, to just load it up here. Okay, Senator Rand Paul basically has come on out saying there is an election statistical anomaly, and he's saying that Donald Trump's margin of defeat was covered by overnight data dumps in four key battleground states. And he's talking about data dumps between 1:34 and 6:31 in the morning. And, of course, when he tweeted that out, Twitter slapped, you know, the usual banner on there. This claim of election, you know, fraud is in dispute. No, it's not. I mean, there's just way, way too much evidence on this thing here. There is a data expert, Justin Hart. And he helped raise millions of dollars for Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. And he's looking at the vote tabulation data. And again, he is finding anomalies in there, suggesting that a lot of the Trump votes went missing. And Trump has retweeted charts from Justin Hart questioning the vote tabulations, including retweeting Hart's calculation showing that Trump would have had to lose votes in Pennsylvania if the real-time individual time-stamped entries from the New York Times were accurate. So, again, experts are looking at this, and they keep finding all of these things that should not be there. And let's see, another story. This one is coming out from twitchy.com. Pollster is explaining why the 2020 election is deeply puzzling. That article has a lot of statistics and mathematics in it. And this is Kyle Becker, and he's this pollster. And he's saying there are so many irregularities about the election. It's like they weren't even trying to hide it. You know, which means either they were being very dumb about it or they wanted to rub it in your face to say, yes, we stole the election. What the heck are you going to do about it here? Yet another article on the same topic. This is from The Spectator. The legitimacy of the Biden win is buried by objective data. And it's talking about a growing body of evidence ranging from straightforward ballot audits to complex quantitative analysis suggests the tabulation of the votes was characterized by enough chicanery to alter the outcome of the election. That, of course, being the whole point of election fraud. And apparently a consensus is developing among the auditors of the publicly available voting information released by the states. And it contradicts the narrative being put out by the Democrat and the corporate media. And the more data experts see, the less convinced they are that Biden won. Okay, another whistleblower has come out of Michigan. This is in Cuz Blue. And this activist, Adam DeAngeli, has come forward and he's blown the whistle saying that he was the person behind hashtag Detroit leaks, which showed the plan to make the steal. And he's basically saying, you know, he saw this plan to destroy all provisional ballots to hurt the Republicans. So there we are. All righty. This Michigan judge who tossed the pro-Trump voter fraud lawsuit came on down and tossed it, saying the witnesses were not credible. But this guy has basically a record of releasing hard criminals and child molesters back into the public, violent felons here. Now, here's where the story gets really interesting. Judge Timothy C. Batten Sr. issued an order on Sunday, yesterday, to freeze all Dominion voting machines in the state of Georgia, ordered them to keep them in their pristine current states. They could not be erased. They could not be reset. Then just a few hours later, he reversed that and issued a new order saying it was okay for the machines to be erased, at which point Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, ordered the Dominion machines in the state to be wiped. Well, it's flipped back once before because apparently earlier today, that same judge issued a third order, again stating the voting machines are to be preserved and not wiped or reset. But we'll see what's going to happen there. I have a feeling they're going to come back and say, too late, we wiped them when you told us we could. And again, in Georgia, a Dominion representative who was scanning ballots in Floyd County, Georgia, used to work for Kamala Harris' campaign. He worked as an official photographer for the campaign last year and somehow wound up scanning ballots in the election. And I don't think that is just a coincidence. Another article, this one's coming out of Cuz Blue. Officials had something to hide. There is enough preponderance of evidence to doubt the result. And this is a Democrat elections observer saying that the Georgia vote was corrupt. Now, down in Pennsylvania, they're talking about these data dumps that happened in the early morning hours. And some people were watching all night and they caught some of this stuff, you know, on TV. when the vote totals were being updated by the corporate media, and they were recording it, and they would see these huge numbers come in. And apparently, an expert testifying to the Pennsylvania Senate flagged a batch of ballots that recorded some 570,000 votes for Joe Biden and only 3,200 for Trump. That's Biden 99.4% and Trump just 0.6%. And that just does not seem to match with what was going on with the rest of the country. And apparently the Pennsylvania legislature is looking at simply declaring their election, the presidential election, illegitimate, and simply assigning the state's electors to Donald Trump. Unfortunately, the governor of the state will probably veto that, but it shows how intense this conflict is becoming here. Now, Donald Trump is on the war path. He was speaking out yesterday, blasting the judges' rejections of all the legal challenges he's made on the 2020 election here. And he came on out and said, we're not allowed to put in the proof. And the judges are saying, you don't have standing. And Trump was on Fox News. He said, I would like to file one nice, big, beautiful lawsuit talking about this and many other things with tremendous proof. We have affidavits. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits. And he says, you mean as president of the United States, I don't have standing? What kind of a court system is this? You know, it's a one-word answer. It's corrupt. It's been bought off. It's been pressured. Because obviously a candidate in the election has standing to bring forward evidence of election fraud. I mean, that just makes perfect sense to me. Now, the other day we were talking about the fact that the FBI has not investigated any instances or allegations of election fraud from the 2020 election. Well, I guess they're deciding they need to sort of act like the FBI. And apparently they are now requesting the files from people who allegedly voted in multiple states. And I don't expect anything to come of it. This is just the FBI covering its rear end and saying, well, look, we did look at it, and, you know, we didn't really find anything. Now, here's an interesting story. I haven't been able to get a confirmation on it. This is coming from RepublicansVoice.com. And they're claiming to have a recording of a phone call to a Chinese manufacturer requesting a bulk order of fake U.S. ballots. And, you know, of course, each state is responsible for producing their own ballots, and maybe some of them legitimately went to a Chinese printer. I think that's a very stupid thing to be doing here. But according to this article, again, this is evidence of chicanery out there. Okay, from RealClearPolitics.com, they've got an article basically saying why millions of people do not believe Trump lost. And that includes yours truly here. And they're saying that this is dividing the country, and that is certainly true. And, of course, the political establishment and the corporate media are dismissing it all as conspiracy theories. And they draw a parallel with the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which was officially blamed on Lee Harvey Oswald, a former Marine who had defected to the Soviet Union several years earlier and then returned to the United States with his Russian bride and their newborn daughter. Of course, Oswald never got to stand trial for the assassination because he was himself murdered by Jack Ruby, a shadowy mob-associated bar owner. And anyone who didn't believe Oswald did it was labeled as a conspiracy theorist. And in fact, the term conspiracy theorist was invented by the CIA as a propaganda tool to dismiss those who questioned the official story of the assassination without having to answer the questions which were being asked. And if you've looked at my JFK page on my website, there was certainly evidence there that what really did happen in Dealey Plaza was not as we were all told about it. We are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. Now, apparently there is an election fraud scandal involving Native Americans in Arizona and Nevada and a bunch of other states. And apparently according to this article that came out of the Gateway Pundit, this operation was partially funded by Soros and government agencies. And apparently it all surrounds this organization called Vote Native. And apparently voters in these Native American enclaves were given gift cards, televisions, electronics, and even resort stays in exchange for voting a Democrat. And these efforts were largely coordinated by the National Congress of American Indians, which is the parent organization of Vote Native. Now, according to their website, NCIA is partnered with the Open Society Foundation, which was founded and funded by George Soros. The group also lists the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Defense, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of the Interior, the Department of Justice, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Small Business Administration as governmental partners. Now, I don't think I need to remind you that giving anybody anything in exchange for a vote is a violation of election law. And it's just another reminder that Donald Trump literally had the entire machinery of government working against him. And if he does succeed in pulling off a Supreme Court victory and has the election thrown into the House of Representatives, where they will vote him back in for a second term, I hope he puts on those presidential brass knuckles and starts going after all these agencies and corporate media and social media that worked so hard against him. You know, it's time to just take care of business, Donald. Okay, here's another article. This one is from antiempire.com. This is getting away from the election itself. And the headline is, "Mainstream is a misnomer." What you're reading is regime media. For those of us who've been following along for a long time, there's no surprise to this. And basically saying that, you know, if the U.S. corporate media was being run by the government, would its coverage of anything be any different from what it is now? And the answer, of course, is no. We get nothing but the official government view on vaccines, on COVID-19, on global warming, on what bad people the Iranians are, on what bad people the Chinese are, on what bad people the Russians are. That's all we're fed all day long by the corporate media. And even Fox News is not worth watching anymore. I'm watching old reruns of Star Trek. I've gotten so fed up with them. All righty. Over in Michigan, people there are pretty much fed up with Governor Whitmer. And apparently the Michigan County Board is officially supporting firing the governor after all the lockdown nonsense that's been going on here. Apparently de Blasio has done a U-turn and he's reopening the New York City public schools starting on December 7th. And he says it's because we have so much proof now of how safe they can be. However, students and staff will undergo weekly COVID tests. Now, the schools reopened here in Indiana just today, and so they're sending them back there here. Anthony Fauci is saying open up all the schools but close the bars. And out in California, they're closing the churches but opening the bars. And so one church got the bright idea of rebranding itself as a family-friendly strip club so that they could stay open and hold services. And I think that's probably one of the funniest and cleverest things I've seen out of this whole COVID-19 fiasco here. Apparently over in New York City, there's one bar that refuses to comply with the virus mandates. They have declared themselves an autonomous zone. Over in Great Britain, a tequila bar owner has registered his Nottingham venue as a church in order to keep open legally under the Tier 3 COVID restrictions here. And yeah, I can imagine a lot of people are in those bars worshiping whatever, you know, the spirits. There's all these spirits up along the wall that you can worship there here. Over in Colorado, apparently, they have moved several counties. Oh, I got to take a break for commercials. Now, time flies when you're having fun. All right. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Here, and a friendly reminder and a nudge in the ribs that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. And it's the Christmas giving season, so I'm going to shamelessly try and link this all to Santa Claus, the guy, not our town. And we need your help to keep doing what we're doing. This fight over who's in control of this country is not over, and it looks like it's going to drag on for a really long time. Biden has already indicated that if he succeeds in this election steal, he's going to come after the independent media. So we really need your help to fight what is essentially a virtual war. So thanks to everybody who's already donated, and for those who have not yet, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. the phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation, because we don't know how to actually stick cash through that phone yet, is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And of course, all of this donation information is also at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you. Okay, so we're talking about Colorado. And apparently, they moved several counties into the red level. This is the second highest measurement on its COVID-19 dial. And they're going to implement new regulations on restaurants, gyms, and other parts of the economy to combat the virus. But over in Weld County, which is a county in the northern part of the state with roughly 250,000 people, they said no. They are refusing to enforce the lockdowns here. And it's a sign of the civil disobedience on this matter that is spreading across the country. We saw it all over Europe, and now it's coming here. People are just fed up. They're no longer believing that COVID is this horrible disease that was going to have piles of dead bodies in the streets. Of course, they're trying to rush out the vaccine now so that everybody will get the shot and they'll make their money. But a lot of people are saying they're not going to get the shot. The president of Brazil said he's not going to get the vaccine. Now, here's kind of an interesting little story about, you know, the lockdowns and stuff over in Atlanta. Apparently there is a school that is locked down for the students, but they're opening it up as a location for the filming of the next Spider-Man movie. And when I first heard that, I thought that's very unfair. And then I realized, of course, Spider-Man wears a mask. So I guess it's okay. I guess it's okay to do that. Anyway, over in Great Britain, actually everywhere here as well, the lockdown is devastating the economy. Poverty is soaring all over the place. And they're saying that the lockdown recession represented the deepest fall in economic output in 300 years. Now, my theory, of course, is that our economy, the global economy, was headed for a major crash anyway. Because first of all, linking all those private central banks together meant that when one went down, they would all go down. And we saw warning signs of a weak economy long before COVID-19 ever showed up. But I think the plan is they're going to blame the pandemic for the coming depression. I think that's what they're getting ready to do. Now, Dr. Fauci is warning it's going to be months before children get the COVID vaccine, because they want to wait to see how the vaccination affects adults. I actually think that's kind of a smart thing to do. If you remember what happened back in 1976 with the swine flu vaccinations. So we're going to see. I'm getting a message in my control room window saying that a lot of businesses in Colorado outside of Weld County are refusing to go along with the lockdown. Well, good for them. I really do think it's just, remember back in March, this was only going to be for a few weeks. And here we are on the doorstep of December. Anyway, let's talk about the international news here. A lot of people are wondering about how Biden is going to change foreign policy if he succeeds in stealing the White House, which unfortunately is looking more and more certain. And they're asking if the America First foreign policy of Donald Trump is going to be thrown in the trash can, because Joe Biden's policy seems to be America is back on the world stage. And so they're talking about, you know, humanitarian bombing of a Pax Obama. And Barack Obama is out there trying to deny that this is his third term. But if you look at how many people who served in the Obama administration have been named to Biden's team, it becomes very obvious who's pulling the puppet strings. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. It is really starting to snow out there, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants
welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about a potential Biden administration and what its foreign policy is going to be. And apparently Joe Biden is already promising that he is going to send troops back into Iraq and Afghanistan. And apparently Biden said in his speech, Americans today are more divided than ever before. Well, that happens when you try and steal an election. And those deep divisions are reflected here in Washington at the highest levels of government. But apparently, Biden is saying they're going to return troop levels to 10,000 in both Iraq and Afghanistan. So all those troops who came home, don't unpack. You're going back, it looks like. All righty. Now, we had this situation where an Iranian nuclear scientist, their top scientist, was assassinated. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was ambushed in his car in Absard City. But if you go back and you look at it, five of Iran's nuclear scientists have been assassinated over the last 10 years. Apparently, it's a high-risk job, and I don't know who's covering their life insurance. And so, you know, this is apparently to try and keep Iran from moving into the modern world. Now, remember, Iran is allowed certain nuclear activities under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're allowed to have nuclear power plants, medical isotopes, industrial applications. And nobody has found any evidence whatsoever that they're attempting to build a nuclear weapon. Okay, but Israel still wants a war with Iran as long as Americans are going to fight it here. Now, over in Africa, apparently Ethiopia and Eritrea, who used to be enemies, have now become friends, and they're working together against the Tigray region. And, you know, they're fighting against a common enemy. And this war has been going on for about 3 weeks now. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has claimed victory in his military campaign because the army has seized Mekelle. And it's a, you know, major city. So that seems to be going along here. All right, here's an interesting little article. This is out of Russia Today. And it's basically saying, you know, European leaders are just swooning over Biden's warmongering back to normal team. See, that's what they're selling this as, that constant war on the rest of the world is the normal, and that Trump's presidency, where he was pulling troops out and not starting new wars, was the aberration. And so apparently over in the EU, they are anticipating a Joe Biden administration. And, you know, they're out there rushing to congratulate him because, you know, war is good for certain kinds of businesses, which, you know, are publicly traded, and you can buy the stock in them and make a lot of money if there's a really cool war going on here. Now, Mike Pompeo is out there once again equating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism and suggesting that the global movement to boycott Israel is driven by hatred of the Jewish people. And so he's basically out there saying all criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic. Well, that would be like saying that all criticism of the Nazis is just being anti-German. You know, the Nazis didn't really do anything that bad. You just hate the German people. And it's ridiculous when you look at it, and yet Israel has gotten away with this little scam for decades here. Now, over in France, there's been a bit of a kerfuffle in the streets. The French government had passed a bill that criminalized the filming of police. And this triggered all kinds of protests all over France and in Paris. And in some cases, the police were taking their helmets off and putting on their soft caps to show support for the protesters. Here, take my picture. I'm a handsome guy. Well, the French government has now done a U-turn, and they have basically dropped that bill. So once again in France, it is in fact legal to film the police doing their job. They are, after all, funded by the public, and being out in public, they don't really have a reasonable expectation of privacy. That's the principle that has guided lawsuits along these lines here in the United States of America. Okay. Over in China, they are now fielding a new stealth bomber, the H-20, which they say may be able to strike U.S. military bases far beyond the Chinese shores with nuclear missiles. This is coming from a British think tank. And apparently, they're saying it can attack U.S. territories. And if they could figure out a place to forward base them, you know, everybody's gearing up. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a bad one here. All right, let's look at some of the economic news now. Apparently, one third of all small businesses in New Jersey have closed down this year. And they're saying basically without federal dollars coming to New Jersey, the Main Street stores and other establishments are not going to make it through the winter. This is from Eileen Keene, the state director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Now, the Harvard-based data project TrackTheRecovery.org estimated that 31% of businesses closed down as of November 9th. And that number is just above the national average estimated by the website. This is the toll the lockdowns and the failing economy are taking on all of us. All right. All right. Sir Philip Green's Top Shop Empire Arcadia Group is looking at collapse. And they own high street labels such as Topshop, Burton, Dorothy Perkins, and they're saying they may fall apart in just days, which will result in the loss of 15,000 jobs. And this will be the biggest British corporate collapse of the coronavirus pandemic so far. All righty now. Apparently, in a move early November, self-styled gold market authority, the London Bullion Market Association, issued a letter to a group of leading bullion markets around the world threatening to blacklist gold bullion from any country that fails to meet new LBMA recommendations covering gold sourcing and supply chains. Now, these recommendations have no legal standing, and it's basically an attempt to coerce the bullion markets into examining and verifying the supply chains of gold while forcing cooperation with regional and international organizations. So there are two aspects to this we need to keep in mind. One, there is a legitimate issue out there. There's a lot of fake gold. Remember, I mean, some years ago in Germany, they had gold bars they were going to melt down to make into metals and stuff, discovered they had tungsten cores. And it's a big, big problem. And for all we know, all the gold bars that are still inside Fort Knox all have tungsten cores. Nobody's allowed to look at them. Nobody's allowed to assay them. There hasn't been a full audit of Fort Knox in something like 50 years. Now, Bitcoin was headed up. Everybody was thinking, you know, yay, the good times are here. But apparently, Bitcoin fell 12.5% in a day, you know, and it hit a record high, and then it had a sharp fall. And people are saying, what's behind the drop? Is it just holders trying to cash in their gains for a profit? Or is somebody trying to manipulate Bitcoin to keep it from being competitive with, for example, the U.S. Federal Reserve note? Now, for people out there who are my age, and I know there's a lot of you who are, apparently the majority of seniors have been targeted by a scam regarding Social Security over the last 3 months. And apparently 47% of Americans have been hit with this scam. Not all of them have fallen for it. But basically, if you receive a text, email, or a phone call purporting to be from the Social Security Administration, be very, very suspicious. The people on the other end are likely fraudsters, and they're looking to catch seniors off guard and take advantage of their fears. A little consumer protection warning out there. All righty. Turning to immigration and naturalization here. Joe Biden is slammed for saying he will immediately push a bill for a pathway to citizenship for 11 million undocumented people in America rather than concentrate on COVID. And I'm going to take a wild guess here that these 11 million undocumented people in America voted for him in the last election. But he's apparently not going to focus on the COVID pandemic. Supposedly the vaccines are going out and this is all going to go away here. Another interesting little statistic here. This is from Breitbart. Nearly half of the violent sex attacks in Italy are being committed by foreigners, according to data released by the Italian statistics agency ISTAT. And apparently they found around 42% of the violent sex crimes against women were committed by foreigners, with non-EU citizens representing a significant portion of sex attacks. So how's that open border thing working out for you here? Now, down in Australia, this story really bothers me. And... There we go. This really bothers me. Apparently, down in Australia, there's an Australian couple who have a daughter, and the daughter claims that, you know, she's 15 years old. She claims that she identifies as a male, and she wanted to have the hormone therapy to basically become their son. And the parents said, no, we don't think that's a smart thing to do here. But apparently, Australian state authorities seized the child. Apparently, a magistrate in October basically seized the child, and you know, they're going to put her in a foster home. Apparently, they seized her after she discussed suicide online. Now, the authorities saying they will not allow her to change gender, so it's dangerous to come back to the house because they'll mentally abuse her. And, okay, let me rephrase that because the way it's written, it's not clear. The authorities are saying the parents will not allow the girl to change gender, and they're claiming it's dangerous for the girl to come back to the house because the parents will mentally abuse her, and they want the parents to consent to testosterone treatment. You know, at some point, you have to understand there's parental rights that need to be looked at here. All righty, getting on to the weather. It's still snowing outside here. Apparently, over in Israel, they had some exceptionally heavy rains, and apparently, this was the Friday before Thanksgiving. And it triggered massive, massive floods. Apparently, 20 people had to be rescued from several buildings here. And, boy, floods, rain, wildfires, COVID pandemic. Somebody does not like planet Earth, I think, here. All righty, getting into some science news. By the way, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. NASA's Curiosity probe, their rover, has discovered signs of unimaginable Mars mega floods. And apparently Mars wet history is coming into focus. There was a study published in Scientific Reports that basically says there were mega floods. And deposits left behind by mega floods had been previously identified with orbiter data. And now Curiosity is confirming that at the ground level. Well, let me tell you what I think happened to Mars. There is a huge impact basin on the southern part of Mars called the Utopian Plain, Utopian Basin. And it's almost directly opposite the uplifted Tarsus region, where you find all these huge volcanoes, including Olympus Mons. And I think that at one point Mars had a really good atmosphere and plenty of water, just like Earth, only a lot colder. And it got hit by a gigantic space rock that literally splashed the atmosphere out into space and, of course, splashed the water all over the surface. And eventually it, too, sublimated out into space as well. That's what I think happened. I can't prove it, but that's my theory here. All righty, we're going to start taking phone calls now, and we're going to start with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I've always been a data man. I'm a geologist. I ended up with 30 hours of statistics in my background, and so I love data. Now, today, I read that tweet by Rand Paul and went to the report that he cited, and you need to look at this. And the analysis is compelling because they show that you have highly improbable ratios and margins in four cities alone. And it's in those four cities where these data dumps came in all at about the same time that shifted the margins to Biden. The fraud is evident. This is even more compelling than the Benford Law analysis I looked at last week, which itself is damned interesting. But what I saw today is absolutely compelling. And if that's not enough to grab people's attention, I don't know what. But you need to look that up. I'll send you a link to that if you want. I definitely would like to see that. Yeah, it's not a short read. It's a relatively long read. It's a detailed read, and you got to like some math. But I tell you what, it is, as I said, it is compelling. And I think that that in itself ought to get a lot of legislators, Arthur Duff, to demand that something be done, not certifying this election.
All right, anyway, Kelly, thank you very much.
I'll send that to you, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. You know, back in 2016, there was a lot of election fraud there, but when Trump had his landslide, Hillary's campaign didn't really have anything set up to try and counter it. They didn't have an emergency procedure. I think this time they did, and when they saw Trump was still beating Biden, that's when they did those data dumps, even though they were incredibly, incredibly obvious. We got to take a break for commercials, back with more phone calls after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones now to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike?
A couple of things.
I think a lot of us being too pessimistic, and I know my mood blows one way or the other sometimes, but both ways. But everything I'm looking at now, when you really look at the important stories, not at the mainstream media, I don't even bother with the mainstream media, that includes the fake news network. I go to guys, people like Steve Turley, who goes into the inside, or even on the InfoWars, and even things that General Flynn has said. I don't think this thing is hopeless at all. I think it looks to me more and more like something's about to break and something's going to be showed that this is the fraud that everybody knows it is. The amount of ballots that were there way exceed the amount of ballots that were actually made available in these mail ballots. I think that if something is going to break, I don't know whether it's going to be the Supreme Court that decides this or just the various legislatures, state legislatures, but this is not going to be tolerated. It's so obvious that what would happen is they thought that this is going to be a close election. They were going by the polls, but they knew even their internal polls told them that the fact that Biden would win in the landslide was nonsense. They knew it was going to be a close election. So they were prepared for that. They were not prepared for Trump to win in the landslide. So that's why they had to just rush these votes in, even, you know, hit these fresh ballots they had evidently now coming in from China. And, marking that little circle there just for Trump and not bother going down ticket because they were rushing it. That's the whole thing. The fact these various cities, they weren't various cities in these key states stopped voting at about the same time also tells you something. It is so obvious that I don't think there's no way this can be tolerated. There's no way America's going to accept this clown as president. I'm talking about Biden. There's no way that's going to happen. And I believe, and I've told you this before, and the fact that Flynn is now involved very heavily, and you've got the special ops, guy that's not ahead of the secretary, who's now the Secretary of Defense, tells me that Trump has no intention of leaving. Push comes to shove, he will launch a counter coup. You can call it martial law, or whatever, but it'll really be a counter coup because this is a coup. That's all it is. This is not a stolen election. This is a coup, and actually, they've attempted a coup since Trump was elected, since he was first became president. Now, you know as well as I know. I've made it clear I'm not a great Trump fan. I've been off his train for. I don't like even the fact that this. I don't like what would happen to this Iranian scientist now. Okay, it's murder. I don't know whether we're behind it or not, or whether Israel was behind it or what. Shouldn't be friends with Israel in the first place. We shouldn't trust him. But that's besides the. But the thing is this: at least Trump is not talking about going after our guns. He's not talking about locking us down more. He's not talking about a mask mandate or force back.
Mark, I got to put you on hold. Got to put you on hold and. Don't hang up. We'll be right back after station identification.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RVN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.